Today we commemorate the all the faithful departed brothers and sisters who are in purgatory. And yesterday we celebrated the saints in heaven. So we're really kind of celebrating the, and we're reflecting on the last things in life, heaven, hell. Today, purgatory, which is makes us think of death and judgment. All these last things that put everything, put our life in perspective, that make us really look at reality. The next life is reality in its fullness, because that's eternity, the one that we live that day in eternity that lasts forever. And that's reality. In the world that we live in, it's sort of, the reality is kind of, it slips from our hands. It's everything is passing. There's vanity. There's all kinds of deception and things that are a part of our imagination. Things that are unreal. Things that are real in this life, but things that are unreal too, and things that we imagine and things that we're told that are not true. And so there's truth and falsity and vanity and passing in this world, but in the next world, everything is set. Everything is set for eternity, and that's the real reality, and that's what we're reflecting on in these days. All saints and all the faithful departed, we're reflecting on the last things that we really should reflect on every day. We should always reflect on heaven and hell, our death, our judgment, purgatory. Purgatory in a special way makes us really reflect on our life and how we're living our life, because there are consequences to how we live our life, whether we live a good life or whether we live a mediocre life, whether we're neglecting what we should be doing, or we're positively doing evil, or even the good that we do, are we doing it as best we can? Are we doing it in a shoddy way, or are we doing it to the best of our ability? We will be judged on all these things, and after the judgment comes consequences, and the consequences we see in purgatory. We see that in hell, of course, as well, but we're striving for salvation. We're all striving for salvation. We're living in the grace of God to the best of our ability, but we can try harder. We can do more. And the judgment day makes us reflect on that, and makes us strive harder to do things, to do better, to observe God's commandments more perfectly. And that's reflecting on our own personal life. But today we're also reflecting on the souls, our brothers and sisters who are in purgatory, who are suffering. They're suffering for the many mortal sins that they committed that they didn't fully expiate in this life, and for venial sins that they were still attached to or they didn't make amends for as well in this life. And that applies to us as well. We have to think about that too. But our brothers and sisters who are in purgatory, they are suffering intense pains and sufferings for their sins, many times more than the sufferings of this world we know, and perhaps much longer than the sufferings that we had endured in this life. So it's important to reflect on the intensity of their sufferings, so that would make our compassion intense as well for them, and makes us really reflect on the charity that we need to practice, that they are our brothers and sisters. They are part of the communion of saints, as we speak of in the church's teachings, the communion of saints, the saints that are triumphant in heaven, suffering in purgatory, and we who are here, the militant church, and we're all a family. We're all together helping each other. The saints in heaven are helping us. They're helping the souls in purgatory by their prayers. The souls in purgatory are suffering. They have nothing they can do to help themselves out of their sufferings. Only we can help them to alleviate their sufferings, to make it shorter for them by all our the practices that we can do to help them, offering Holy Mass. That's the most powerful help in speeding up their alleviation and speedy entrance into heaven, Holy Mass. But also many of our prayers and sacrifices. Perhaps we can offer a rosary for them each day or as often as we can to mitigate their sufferings, to make them less. Our work, our prayers, our sacrifices, our holy communions, which we offer, can offer up for them. Saint Mary Magdalene tells us that her guardian angel appeared to her once and said that her brother was in purgatory for a long time, would be there for a long time, but if she offered up 105 communions, that he would be released. And so after her 105th day, her guardian angel appeared to her. After 105 days of receiving communion for him, her guardian angel appeared to her and said that he was freed and now in eternal life. So that's the power of offering up our holy communions for souls in purgatory and for many other intentions that we could do as well. But this mindfulness, this charity, this love for our brothers and sisters in purgatory, our love for our brothers and sisters here in this life as well, we reflect on in these days. And especially in particular our own life, how we need to get our own life in order, how we need to prepare for our own entrance perhaps into purgatory. If we, chances are we would end up there because we can't get to heaven unless we are perfectly purified of all of our sins. If we have made amends for all of our sins, we can perhaps pray for a martyrdom, which would give us the direct entrance into heaven after death. But apart from that, we want to pray for ourselves and sacrifice and pray for the grace to be freed from purgatory by accepting all of our sufferings of this life, attending Holy Mass as often as we can, praying the Rosary as often as we can, being as devoted to Our Lady as we possibly can. She's that ark we want to enter into, so that we will be safe and be brought to heaven as soon as possible. We have that promises of the scapular, that we'll be saved from the fires of hell if we die wearing the scapular, but also the Sabbatine privilege, that if we fulfill certain conditions, we would be freed from purgatory on the first Saturday after we die by praying the little office of Our Lady or the Holy Rosary each day, by living chastity according to our state in life, by wearing the scapular and dying with it. So the Church offers us many means to expiate our sins and to limit our time in purgatory or to free ourselves from it altogether. So let us use the means of the Church that we are that we are given, and also strive to help our brothers and sisters to have compassion for those who are in purgatory, and to help them to arrive at heaven as soon as possible. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Yeah.